Mix grandiosity and entitlement with patriarchy and misogyny. What do you get? An extremely toxic, dysfunctional, and a narcissistic man. A narcissistic male sees his partner as a doll, as an object that he owns. And out of that entitlement, he thinks it's completely okay to micromanage and microcontrol her life to the point of deciding what she wears, how she wears it, when she wears, and how she behaves in general. When you are controlled at such a crazy level, you lose your voice, personality, and identity. You keep adapting to the narcissist's demands and you keep fulfilling them while losing yourself. A time comes, you don't recognize yourself anymore. The only thing you recognize in yourself is a combination of changes made by the narcissist's extreme need and desire to control your life. That is what we are going to talk about in depth and detail in today's video. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today we are going to talk about why a narcissistic man does not want you to look good. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more, please make sure to subscribe before we begin. Because as I always say, your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. A narcissistic man always has a lot of problems with you trying to look good. When you put in efforts to look good, they blame you for cheating on them. Or they may say bizarre and extreme things like, whose attention are you trying to get? And you might wonder, what the hell is wrong with you? Who does that? If you're trying to look nice, it's just that you are doing that because you want to look good. That's it. They project all these things onto you because they themselves are that way. Whenever they put on a facade, whenever they appear a certain way, they do so with an ulterior motive. They do so to sell an image, to project an image that is not their reality. They are deceivers. They fool people into perceiving them a certain way, a way that is not their reality. Also, they do not want you to be the center of attention. If you look good, that would mean you become a threat to the narcissist's ego. They have to be under the limelight all the time. So you looking good would mean you're stealing what is rightfully theirs, and you being a toy cannot do that. So what do you get back when you try to put on makeup? Let's say you get name called. The wildest things come out of their mouth that destroys your self-esteem, your confidence, and you're shocked to your core because, one, you know your intentions are not what they make them seem to be, and two, you're like, who is this person? How could they see me this way? The crazy aspect of this micromanagement of your appearance is gaslighting. If you would ask them or hold them accountable, why are you trying to control me? They will make it all about the relationship. They might say things like, certain aspects of yours should be only reserved for me, only I should have the right to see them. Or you don't have to be this fake of a woman. You can just be natural. I love your natural beauty. Why do you have to put on this facade? It's just all fake. And that might sound convincing to you. You might feel, well, maybe I should listen to that because after all, it's about us. It's not about you in any way. It's all about them. The proof of that lies in the fact that they shame you for not looking a certain way. They create comparisons that were not there before. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Let's watch a video together and let me give you an example of how this might look like in real life. In this video, you will hear Cindy Crawford, who is a supermodel, talking about her husband, who does not like her to put on makeup. Now, I'm not saying her husband is a narcissist, but this is just an example, and after that, there will be my reaction.
My husband hates makeup, so this is already too much makeup for him, but I do explain to him that women do makeup for other women, not men.
As a partner of a narcissistic man, he does not want you to look good. He does not want you to wear makeup or nice clothes. Why? Because he hates the fact that you become the center of attention and people admire you. He thinks your sole intention behind looking good is to cheat them. They think that because they are themselves that way. Their false self only activates the charm mode when they have to deceive others. So they project that kind of thinking onto you. They think you wear makeup or try to look nice only to lure people into your trap like they do. What do you have to say about this? Let me know in the comments. And have you experienced this yourself? If yes, what have been your experiences? And how did the narcissist impact your self-image? Also share that in the comments as well. Because who knows, you might end up helping a survivor feel less alone in their journey of healing and recovery after narcissistic abuse. The deep desire to control how someone looks comes from an extreme place of insecurity. They do not want you to shine. They do not want you to blossom. They do not want you to be who you are just because they're afraid of becoming small, of getting neglected, of not being seen. They are afraid of becoming a shadow. So they keep you in the trenches, in the darkness of their abuse. They keep feeding you these lies about who you are and what they want out of this relationship and what it means if you act a certain way only to control your growth. The aggravating thing is that a narcissistic man thinks it's completely okay for him to order and command you what to do with your body. Who gives him the right to tell you what to do? It's your body. And you should be mutually respected. How would such a man feel if you were to constantly tell him that he can't dress a certain way, he can't speak or address people a certain way, or he can't go out with his friends or weekends, and he has to do this, he has to do that? Of course, they'll cry and moan because they'll call you a controlling woman. I have very strong opinions when it comes to independence in a relationship, especially what women get to live and what they should be living. The differences of night and sky. And it's not different anywhere. Developed or developing countries, it's the same. Men are still outdated in their thinking when it comes to trusting their partners or letting them just breathe freely. Who are they to give anyone any kind of permission or to command her what to do with their life? Now, that doesn't mean there aren't any narcissistic women out there who take advantage of that freedom. There are, and they're really, really terrible. They destroy and emasculate such men and leave them like a shell of theirs. The point is, a narcissistic man controls his partner to the point of demoralization, where how she looks, in what shape she is also decided by the man through subtle, overt or covert manipulation, or the feedback she then depends on or is made to depend on for her stability. To a narcissistic man, it does not matter how much you have achieved and how influential you are or how successful you are in your career. They think they're entitled to tell you what to do and how to be just because you are their partner. Let's watch another clip of a famous Indian Bollywood actor who describes how her partner reacts when she puts on lipstick. Her name is Alia Bhatt. She is a very successful Bollywood actor, and I'm not saying her spouse is a narcissist, but this can serve an example of what I'm trying to explain here.
Lipstick. I'm gonna use this one, relatively brief, Pillow Talk. I wore this to my wedding. That's how obsessed I am with this lip color. The way I apply my lipstick is not considered way people apply their lipstick. Okay, it's a bit weird. The reason I do this, I'll tell you why, is because a lot of times I actually need to touch up my lipstick. I don't know, I think something about moving the lipstick across my mouth is just way more tedious as opposed to moving my mouth across the lipstick. I thought something that I worked out for myself. And then I rub it off. Because one thing my husband always, I mean, when he wasn't my husband, when he was my boyfriend as well, when we used to go out at night, he's like, wipe that off. wipe that off because he loves the natural color of my lip.
If you were to look at this event in isolation, you may think, well, it's not a big deal. It's something between them and so on. But if you were to connect the dots, if you were to look at the other things that are out there about this couple, it just kind of points out a pattern, a set of certain behaviors that give us a common message. There's something going on. And the way she has been gaslit, in my opinion, into thinking, well, I like the natural color of your lips. I don't think it's actually that. It's more about, I want you to look a certain way so that I always remain under the limelight and I always stay under the focus. For these reasons, I say narcissistic men target strong women, influential, powerful women. And even if you are not any of these, they target you because you are empathetic. You have a lot to offer. And they enjoy the process of tearing you apart, bringing you down, destroying you, taking out what I call mother revenge on you. Possibly they have had some issues with their mother. Maybe she was narcissistic and now every other woman becomes a target because they keep reenacting their trauma. No matter what the reason is, it's never okay to treat your partner like a doll, like an object, and think it's completely fine for you to tell them what to do with their life. It's not okay to destroy their confidence, their esteem, by name calling, by blaming them for things you know they would never do, but because you are that way, you think everyone else is. It shows how big of a hypocrite a narcissistic man is when they have zero problems with your appearance in the beginning and they compliment you, and then later the same thing becomes a big problem and they do everything in their capacity to control that aspect of yours. If you are in a relationship where you feel you have to seek permission even before breathing, get out. You are not with a partner, but with the worst enemy of yours. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments and share this one with others. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.